Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Cianti. May I please have your zip code so I can access your account?
It's 27320.
That's 27320.
Yes, ma'am. And what I'm calling for, there was a charge with your company that showed up on his Visa bill, and we did not order anything from your company, and we're trying to find out what it is.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that today. And just for clarification.
I was going to tell you it was charged on February the 22nd.
Okay. And your zip code is 27320. Is that correct?
Yes. Do you need his name?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have his first and last name?
His name is Edwin, E-D-W-I-N. C. Meeks, M-E-E-K-S, and he's sitting right here if you need permission to talk to me. He doesn't hear well on the phone.
Okay, and the zip code is 27320.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see here. I'm not locating anything for him with the first and last name or with the zip code. May you please spell out his email address?
Well, he don't have an email, but I can give you mine. You know, sometimes he'll use mine. It's Mildred, MILDREDRABON at gmail.com.
Okay, that's MILDRED.
Uh-huh.
And that's
RAB as in boy, O-N, at gmail.com.
Hey, thank you so much for that information. Let's see here. And what's the name of the product he have, ma'am?
Well, it doesn't say on here. It just says Pure Results Garcina, and then the number for California number. That's all it says.
Okay, may I please have your address?
It's 142 Catawba Drive, Reedfield, North Carolina.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay, I have located the account. The account is in your first, is under your first and last name for the relief drops and the, well, actually just for the relief drops. You placed the order back on February the 2nd, and you was only charged the shipping and handling, which was $4.97, to try the products out for 14 days. With you not calling back into council, as is stated in the terms and conditions, you automatically enroll into auto ship, and you was charged the full retail price for the relief drops. And the product does help with pain and also does help to stay relaxed and calm. Do you recall by any chance placing an order back on February the 2nd?
No, I do not.
Okay. So it looks like the product was delivered to your home as well. Have you received the relief drops?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me take a look over this tracking number. Okay. Okay, it looks like the first shipment was delivered on February the 8th at 10:25 a.m. And the second shipment, let's see here. The second shipment is en route right now. So are you claiming, are you stating fraud, ma'am? Because I'm showing that the product was delivered to your home when the second shipment is en route right now.
I've not ordered anything like that. I wouldn't do that anyway because I am diabetic and I take a lot of other medication and I wouldn't mix anything like that. So I haven't ordered anything like that and have no interest in nothing like that.
Okay. Well, everything does match the first and last name, the email address, the shipping address, and we do have a phone number on file, which is 336-520-1033. So someone in your home did place the order. Now, with fraud, I can get you transferred over to our fraud department, but what would happen is They will provide the IP address over to your local sheriff's department. And with the IP address, they will be able to track down the location of the computer or the mobile device the order was placed from. And whoever used all your information will be prosecuted to the full if you do take fraud very seriously.
Well, what are you saying about it? The relief drops, the sample relief drops were free. Is that right?
No, ma'am. It was free for 14 days. For only 14 days.
So you're saying that y'all went back and charged $94 more for relief drops that was supposed to have been free to begin with?
It was free for 14 days only, ma'am. That was a legally binding contract that was agreed upon back on February the 2nd. So do you recall?
You don't need to put anything else on this visa bill for that. That is not even my visa bill. That is his visa bill. And we did order a sample bottle that said it was only four. All we had to do was pay the shipping, which was $4.97. And we ordered one bottle, and that was all we wanted, and I haven't even took it. I don't take it. I don't fool with it or nothing. So y'all need to renew this off of his visa bill. Because we haven't got any other shipment. And if it comes here, if y'all sent something else, so you can charge another $94, it's going right back where it comes from because we're not paying it.
Okay, well, ma'am, if you decide to reship the product back, then we will reship it back to you because once it leaves the warehouse, it cannot be reshipped back due to safety reasons. Now, I am able to refund back the last charge for $99.94, which the product is in route right now, I can refund that charge back as a customer courtesy. Now, if you wish to continue, I can offer a 35% discount off future orders. How does that sound?
No, I don't want it. I don't want it. We didn't do that. We ordered one trial. He ordered one trial bottle for me, and I've never even used it. And it was supposed to be pre-shipping is what it is, if that's what this is and that's what you're saying it is.
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand, but it was a
and
free 14.
We did not understand that in 14 days y'all were going to charge $94 for it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I do apologize about the misunderstanding, ma'am. I can offer a 50% discount off and refund back the last charge in full.
Okay.
Okay.
So but I don't want anything else shipped to me, okay?
Okay. Well, I do want to inform you, ma'am, today is Customer's Appreciation Day, and I can add my manager access code, which is a 75% discount off.
No. I don't want it. Forget it. I don't want it. If that's the way y'all do, I don't want no part of it.
Okay. I'm sorry about the misunderstanding, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and refund you back in full as a customer courtesy. I am able to refund you back that charge. The refund will take about 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled.
Okay.
They have to advance our future shipments and charges, and I'm going to provide you with your refund cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay.
Okay. It's our like refund 101-7626.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.